A capital ship for an ocean trip was a walloping window blind. No wind that blew dismayed the crew or troubled the captain's mind. Well, the man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow. Though it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. Oh, blow ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off from a lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. The boatswain's mate was very sedate, yet fond of amusement too. He played hopscotch with the starboard watch while the captain tickled the crew. The gunner we had was apparently mad, for he sat on the after rail and fired salutes with the captain's boots in the teeth of the booming gale. Well, blow ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for my lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. The captain sat on the commodore's hat and dined in a royal way, on pickles and figs and little roast pigs and gunnery bread each day. The cook was Dutch and behaved as such, for the diet he served the crew was a couple of tons of hot cross buns served up with sugar and glue. Oh, blow ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for my lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. Then we all fell ill as mariners will on a diet that's rough and crude. And we shivered and shook as we dipped the cook in a tub of his gluesome food. All nautical pride we cast aside and we ran the vessel ashore on the Gullaby Isles where the poo-poo smiles and the rubbly updugs roar. Oh, blow ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for my lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. Composed of sand was that favored land, and trimmed with cinnamon straws, and pink and blue was the pleasing hue of the tickle-toe teaser's claws. We sat on the edge of a sandy ledge, and we shot at the whistling bee, while ring-tailed bats wore waterproof hats as they dipped in the shining sea. Oh, blow you winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for my lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. On rugbug bark from dawn till dark, we dined till we all had grown uncommonly shrunk when a Chinese junk came up from the terrible zone. She was chubby and square, but we didn't much care, so we cheerily put to sea. And we left all the crew of the junk to chew on the bark of the rugabug tree. Oh, blow ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off for my lover with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.